present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome back Amy MacDonald, who on her last appearance wriggled out of some difficult positions and ticklish situations. If, of course, any of our audience had been there on that occasion, they would know what I was referring to. She has returned to do battle with our three intrepid regular exponents of the game, and they're going to try and speak if they can for just a minute and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviation on the subject that I will give them. And we'll begin the show this week with Clement Freud and the subject, Irish humour. Clement, will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Well, this tends to be rotten, snide, sectarian methods of making jokes at minority nations. Like, for instance, saying that an Irish submarine went down to see what it could find of the Titanic and managed to come up with an iceberg. And I don't approve of that sort of thing at all. My favorite example of Irish humor is the Irish gentleman who went to a foreman on a building site and said, "I want a job." And this supervisor replied, "All you Irish are the same. You don't even know the difference between a joist and a girder." To which the Irishman replied, "Yes, I do. Joyce wrote Ulysses and Gerda wrote Faustus."
And Amy MacDonald challenged.
My hesitation, darling.
You know, she very generously let you go to the end of the joke because you had to repeat Joyce. But hesitation.
Did he repeat his
joke?
No, Danny,
he just sat there waiting for his applause. I thought it was a bit much.
Amy, you have the subject, and there are 13 seconds on Irish humour, starting now.
My favourite Irish joke is this chap, you see, rings up his friend, and he says, "Is that Donegal two-two-two-two?" And the friend goes, "Oh, no, this is Donegal double-two-double-two." And the chap says, "Well, that's all right."
Well,
Can I say the sag?
If that is her favourite Irish joke, could we hear her least favourite Irish joke?
Well, let me just say it quickly. See, the chap says, "Well, the servant's ringing anyway."
It isn't so much the jokes, it's the way she tells them, isn't it?
Amy MacDonald, in spite of repeating the word two 20 times, was allowed to continue until the whistle was blown by Ian Messiter, which tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment does get an extra point. Amy MacDonald, it was you, so at the end of that round, you won't be surprised to hear that you're in the lead. In fact, you're the only person who has scored any points. Nice position for our guest to be in. Peter Jones, will you take the next subject and round? The subject is telling phrases. Will you tell us something about those in the game, starting now?
Well, I suppose it's difficult to talk about anything, really, without telling a phrase or two in the process, so that the mere fact of talking at all, whatever the subject might be, ranging far and wide, any sort of part of the globe that you care to discuss or describe, or any facet of human nature that may occur to you as you're trying to keep going, while...
Kenneth Williams.
Well, it was an erm.
Yes, he didn't keep going, did he? I
realised it was so boring, I was beginning to sound like you.
Kenneth, you have the subjects, and having got a point for a correct challenge, you take over telling phrases. There are 35 seconds left, starting now.
"Well, you've got the stitching time, saved nine, the rolling stone, gathering something which I don't think..."
Amy MacDonald challenged.
"Well, he didn't know what it was, did he?"
"I haven't finished the line, you great fool. You interrupted."
Kenneth.
Actually, it didn't gather anything. It gathered no moss.
I was trying to say that there's a certain outfitters in London that wouldn't approve of it.
And it was taking you a time to get your tongue round that joke.
It wasn't taking me any time at all. I've come all the way from Great Portland Street.
Yes.
So said, I've had trouble with an ingrown toenail. Yes. I've been absolutely outgoing.
Yes, Nicholas, I don't...
You shut your row. You don't know nothing about it.
I think a lot of people throughout the globe now know that Kenneth Williams comes a long way from Great Portland Street to take part in Just a Minute. In fact, some of them have this image of that's all you ever do.
He's put Great Portland Street on the map anyway.
Yes. And the BBC is there, and they didn't achieve it either. So, Kenneth, I disagree with your challenge, though, and I also disagree...
I haven't made a challenge, you great fool. What are you talking about? I had the subject. I was wrongly challenged. Yes. Now I should get it back.
You've never lost it.
Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Who would be chairman?
Well, you looked so aggressively at me, I thought you were anti. Huh? I'm so sorry, I feel awful. I do think awful.
Right, well, that's a telling phrase. Kenneth Williams, tell us a bit more about telling phrases in 27 and a half minutes, starting now.
One of the most telling phrases was used by our wartime leader when he said, never in all the field of human conquest has so much been owed by so many.
Amy McDonald.
Look here, this is absolutely special. I can never get out of this way. Oh, what? Is that her again?
Jack,
oh,
no.
I don't know why they have her on this show. I really don't.
Jack, yeah. Repetition, darling. You did two so's. So-so.
He would have done two more.
Amy, we will give you the benefit of the doubt as you are a guest. I mean, we don't usually challenge on so, but we're going to give it to you because he did also hesitate more than dramatically. And you have 17 seconds to tell us something about telling phrases starting now.
A fat man once said to me, they don't put bay windows in small rooms, which I thought was a very telling phrase. Another one I like is, he travels fastest who travels alone.
And Clement Freud challenged...
Couple of travels.
A couple of travels there.
No. One travels.
No. You can't wriggle out of that way. Sorry, Amy. 3.5 seconds.
It was interesting about the bay windows in the small room. I
You haven't got that, have you?
No, I'm working on that now. No.
And judging by the overwhelming reaction from the audience, I wouldn't exactly have called it a telling phrase. Clement, 3.5 seconds on telling phrases, starting now.
It is a mark of insincerity of purpose.
Well, Amy McDonald...
Can I go on? Because it's quite a telling phrase.
Yes, go on.
Yes. To seek an emperor in a low-down tea shop.
Oh. Yes. Oh, yes.
It goes better when the whistle doesn't blow in the middle.
Kenneth, we've come to you to start, and you are in second place. Amy McDonald is still in the lead, and it's a lovely subject for you. How I Keep So Young. Will you tell us something about it in the game, starting now?
How I keep so young is because I've taken the advice of a well-known and brilliantly articulate cosmetician who once addressed us and said, now...
Amy McDonald challenge.
Well, he's cheating, actually, isn't he?
He never does anything else. So, as that's not one of the rules of the game, Amy, he does continue with 42 seconds on How I Keep So Young, starting now.
How else would our doggies tell us apart if we didn't have B.O.? No, of course. You rub in your old witch hazel cream, and that keeps...
Amy McDonald challenged.
Well, witch hazel isn't cream, is it? It's a liquid.
No, it's not a liquid, love. It's a cream. It's green.
Witch hazel?
Well,
buy it in the shops here. Witch hazel cream. You can buy it in any shop. You're quite fool.
Mine's in a bottle. It's liquid.
Not that you'd know anything about going and buying it in a shop, would she?
Peter's is liquid as well.
No, it is. It is a liquid.
Mine's liquid, actually, yes.
It's usually a liquid.
I can show you a jar of it, dearie. I've been using it for 10 years.
Well, that's
with very little effect.
It's so special for the Oh, you're very witty, you are, aren't you? And bite your tongue, you might get blood poisoning.
Right, we've all had one against each other now, so let Amy McDonald take the subject of how I keep so young, Amy. There are 24 seconds starting now.
I know Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams don't really want ladies on the show, least of all me, but I think they should be quite happy.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Not true.
So what is your challenge?
She lies. She may be a guest, but she lies.
You may have forgotten
which
the
which is a deviation from the truth.
No. No, you may have forgotten the program a few weeks ago that when Amy McDonald was also a guest, in which you appeared as well. And you actually did say we don't want people, ladies, on the program. So
yes, but I didn't say least of all Amy McDonald. I could mention half a dozen women I would sooner not have than Amy McDonald.
You're not going to wriggle out of it that way, Clement Freud. Amy McDonald still has the subject. 16 seconds on how I keep so young, Amy, starting now.
However, they will be most pleased to realize that I have got gems of information to give them on that subject. The easiest thing one can do, really, is every time you have a birthday, pretend it's the one before.
So Amy McDonald kept going until the whistle went, gained the all-important extra point for doing so, gained other points in the round, and actually has a commanding lead at the end of the round. And we're round with you to start, Amy. The subject is Saturn. Can you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Saturn is a planet where a spaceship has recently bypassed through its rings, and you will be amazed to discover that it actually has more than three rings. It actually has about 200 rings.
Peter
I
Jones, a challenge.
200 actually, didn't I?
And few too many rings as well.
Yes.
So, Peter,
I'm trying to get it right, you see, Diane, because I know this is a gem of information.
Well, it's been on the news quite a lot recently, yes. And you were helping to fill us in, that's
well,
marvelous.
Kenneth Williams didn't know about it. I thought I would tell him.
That is yet to be discovered, whether he gets the subject. Peter Jones, I agree with the challenge. You have the subject. There are 47 seconds. Saturn, starting now. Clement Freud. Peter Jones was nobbled by Amy McDonald then, so he completely dried up. And so, Clement Freud, you have the subject of Saturn. 46 seconds, starting now.
A man in Tunbridge Wells was told by his wife that some of the rings around Saturn had more something in them than others. I listened most carefully on the radio news, but didn't manage to pick up the full implication of his scientific research. Nevertheless, I'm awfully glad they gave him time in order to acquaint listeners of such intelligence of which he was capable. Saturn is one of the planets about which I know nothing at all.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, he knows nothing, so he can't say anything about it, obviously.
Wasn't doing too badly.
Well, you were talking about you were cribbing this material from the man in Tunbridge Wells.
I must point out to you all that you're deviating. The man actually lived in Congleton. There are 11 and a half seconds on Saturn with you, Peter, starting now.
Do you realize that the planet Saturn is so far away from the Earth that a radio signal sent from it to this place we're living on now, in particular the BBC, would take an hour...
Well, Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams at the end of the round are in third place equal, 1 point behind Clement Freud. Our leader is still Amy McDonald, and Clement Freud begins the next round. The subject, the meaning of my name. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
My name is Clement Freud, and it means me. That's really all I can think of for the moment. I have a middle name, which I've never really been able to pronounce. It's spelt R-A-P-H, and the first letter, the second one, is repeated E-L. And there are those who say it is the third archangel, the first two being Gabriel and Michael. But Clement, actually, which I've now repeated...
Amy McDonald has challenged.
Well, as he said, he's repeated.
I know, wasn't he generous? Amy, you picked it up in a flash of light, and you have the subject with 42 seconds on the meaning of my name, starting now.
I'm not really sure what my name means, except I suppose the MacDonald bit of it means son of Donald, or did at one time. Amy.
Kenneth Williams. Yes.
I was breathing, darling.
I know, and it's lovely.
No, but I said that all in one sentence, and I was taking a breath.
I know, but it was so slow, you were actually beginning to hesitate, Amy.
So I knew what I was going to say.
Why, that's no excuse, you know. Again, if I agree with the challenge, you have 27 seconds on the meaning of my name, starting now.
My name is derived from Kenneth, which means comely prince, and, and Williams, which is Norse for Wilhelm, which means bright helmet. So there you have a very fine-looking leader and a splendid piece of headgear. It's admirably because, as many people have commented, you have this wonderful hair like spun gold. And
Amy MacDonald has challenged with half a second to go.
Well, that's not true, is it, darling? Look at his hair.
No, I would hardly describe it as spun gold.
It's quite soft, though.
Yes. There's half a second for you, Amy, on the meaning of my name, starting now.
Amy!
Amy MacDonald, our guest, got more points in that round and has increased her lead. Peter Jones, will you take the next round? The subject, communication. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Well, it's concerned with getting messages from one person to another. One of the most difficult things that human beings have ever attempted to do. And so far, they've been singularly unsuccessful. Because there's so much...
Amy got in. Amy, will you tell us something about communication in 44 seconds, starting now?
What we were talking about before, that little thing called...
Kenneth Williams' challenge. Why?
What we were talking about before is...
All right.
You didn't know what I was going to say now, then.
She actually hadn't linked it to communication, because she had only been going for 2.5 seconds.
All right, up to you, mate.
Yeah, well, so, Amy, and she is a guest, to 42 seconds on communication, starting now.
If you want to communicate with Saturn, for example, you have to allow 1.5 hours to get your little message across, and then perhaps 90 minutes. To get an answer back.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Won't get an answer, nobody there.
A well-deserved point. Let's give him 2 points for that, shall we? One for the remark and one for the challenge and the subject, communications, Peter, starting now.
Yes, well, as I was saying, it is extremely difficult because there's so much misunderstanding, and generally human beings are so thick that they can't understand.
Kevin Freud challenge.
I think all of it, hesitation, repetition of understanding.
Yes, it's a tour de force, really.
Yes, you should go on touring a bit longer, I think. Clement, I agree on that repetition, and there are 17 seconds communication starting now.
Communication really is one of the most important things in life today, and if there was more communication between, for instance, the shop floor and management, employees and employers, even government and opposition, this place would be an infinitely better place. Also, proportional representation is something I would like to say.
Oh, he threw it in on the whistle. And he got a very good round of applause, yes. So, Clement Freud was speaking on proportional representation as the whistle went and gained an extra point. But he's still, alas, in second place, just ahead of Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams, and trailing considerably behind our guest, whose leader, Amy MacDonald. Kenneth, the subject is pens. Your turn to begin, 60 seconds, starting now.
They count a boon and a blessing to men, the bequick of the owl and the weevily pen. I first read that in a piece of parchment many years ago was lighted, and it went there engraved upon my memory ever since. I use a black one with gold, very beautiful nib, and around a band is written on the cap, Meisterstücke, which, for the benefit of you who do not understand German, means the master's stick.
or baston. And frequently, the instrument in question has been confused with the aforementioned object and has caused considerable mess.
Really? Yes, Amy MacDonald, you challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes.
Yes.
I'm afraid there was, and no doubt why. There are 12 seconds for the subject of pens with you, Amy, starting now.
Fountain pens, but my favourite is a quill with its long, feathery object.
Peter Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid there was, Amy. 5 seconds on pens with you, Clement, starting now.
I used to be very keen on relief nibs when I was 9 years old. They were by far...
Clement Freud got some points in that round, including one as the whistle went and is creeping forward on our leader, Amy MacDonald. And Amy, will you begin the next round? The subject, my next holiday. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Oh, my next holiday must be in absolutely fantastically hot, sunny climes. I want to lounge on white beaches and drink cold Perrier water.
Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation, you can't lounge on beaches.
Why not?
You can only lounge on a beach.
Oh, that's brilliant. It's brilliant.
It's very clever. Let's give him a bonus point, because what she meant... I know what she meant, because she wants to go from one beach to the other.
Yes, you try a different beach every day, darling.
I know, that's what you meant, but he had a very clever challenge. We've given him a bonus point, because he's like that, you know. He's got it all up there, which some of us lack. So, Amy, you keep going with 47 seconds on my next holiday starting now.
Oh, you're giving it to me, darling?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I see.
Starting now.
Oh, right.
Now.
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 I love swimming, you see. I adore getting enveloped in these ginormous waves, all covered in frothy white foam. I like to water ski, whizzing along behind little motorboats with men and...
Clement Freud challenged.
You can't whiz behind motorboats.
Oh, dear, what do you do in a situation?
Well, I don't know. He's just quibbling about an S. It's like saying, you know, he's going to the House of Commons, and I say, no, the House of Common, which actually...
And she did establish she was going to have more than one water ski, so there'll be more than one boat, Amy, so you keep going on 27 seconds, starting now.
A very powerful boat with...
Clement has got you this
repetition
time.
Of boat.
A boat. No, he wasn't, because before she said boats. And you got her on boats before. Yes, so it was a boat this time. So, hoisted by your own petard. 4 seconds, my next holiday, Amy, starting now.
The only thing is, you could have a nasty accident and fall off your water ski.
Clement Freud's got you this time, I think.
It's a repetition of water ski.
Yes, water ski, that was.
No, yes. I said to water ski. I didn't talk about that.
No, no, I'm not going to let you get away with this time, Amy. No, no. There are 18 seconds for Clement to take over my next holiday, starting now.
It is going to cost £96.75 plus surcharge, which may well be as much as 15 more pounds on top of that, which would be a great shame. Corfu is where I hope to go, provided the travel company...
So, Clement Freud has got some more points, but so did Amy MacDonald. She's increased her lead. Clement's still there in a strong second place. Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams trailing somewhat this week. Clement, it's your turn to begin, and from my next holiday, we go to winter sports. So will you tell us something about those, if you're not going to Corfu, in 60 seconds, starting now?
There's very little winter sporting on the Greek islands. And this is mainly because snow, even if it falls, doesn't settle. On the other hand, Switzerland, Austria, and parts of France are admirably suited to all sorts of skiing, tobogganing, and even après skiing, which means getting pissed with a lot of boring people in the bar.
Amy MacDonald's challenge.
Well, darling, I mean, that's awful, isn't it?
It is. But by challenging, you've drawn attention to it.
What did she say?
She said it was awful.
Well,
she's being the voice of conscience for the family programme that this sets out to be, and is pointing out that it was awful. We all know it was, but it's very difficult to keep going in just a minute when you mustn't hesitate, deviate, or repeat yourself. So, Clement Freud, you didn't do any of those things. You did something far worse, but you keep... You have still had winter sport, 36 seconds, starting now.
Which is an expanse of snow down which you go on any slope that you care to find, spelled P-I-S-T-E, and I'm sorry that you should have thought such ugly things as you did. The Cresta Run is perhaps the most exciting of winter sports, in that you go downhill for nearly 1 kilometre on a skeleton, reaching speeds of 85 kilometres an hour, which is enormously fast, as your nose is only 3 or 4 inches from the ground, which, of course, is ice and very hard.
Well, what a marvellous way to finish, and what a wonderful crescendo of that ski slope that Clement Freud created for us to finish the programme. He finished in style, he gained an extra point for doing so, and he's gained a lot of points just recently, but let me give you the final score. Kenneth Williams didn't get many points this week. Contributed a great deal, but few points. Peter Jones was the same. Very few points for Peter, alas, but great contributors. Ah, yes. Amy MacDonald, our guest, didn't quite win, but she did finish equal with Clement Freud, our joint winner this week. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we thank all the panellists for their contribution to the success of the show, which we hope will make you want to tune in again at the same time next week. And once again, we will take to the air and we will play Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.